The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. It's going to be a busy weekend in Dublin and across the country. Here to tell me everything you can get up to is food, travel and content creator Aideen Fitzmaurice.
Morning, Anton. How are you?
I am very good. It's going to be a hectic weekend in Dublin. There's a bucket of stuff on. So if I want to escape the city, where do I go?
So I have collated two date ideas for this weekend. One is budget, one is luxury. So we'll start with the budget. It is Board, which is a sober board games bar. It's on Clanbrassil Street and they also host regular events such as pub quizzes. I love a pub quiz. And also chess lessons. I actually met someone doing the chess lessons the other week and they said they're absolutely brilliant. So for this place, they ask that if you're coming in at general entry, it's €15 per head to be spent on food and drink. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. They ask that you pay €5 per person for the game rental and table use as well. And onto the
hang on a minute, are you saying chess lessons as a date?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I'm not sure it doesn't immediately inspire romance in me, but I guess maybe that's what people
are into. There's a lot of tension in chess, Anton. There's a lot of tension in chess.
Okay,
have you seen the Queen's Gambit? So moving on to the luxury date idea. Outside of Dublin this time, this is a hot tub boat cruise.
My God, we've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other.
We really have. And this is on Lochry in Athlone. So you can hire out this boat. It's €330 for the boat, right? Which would be expensive for a couple. But if you wanted to do a triple date, that's only around €50 per head, you know, when you think of it like that. So there's two crew members on the boat. Each cruise is 90 minutes long. It goes at sunset. You can BYOB, which is a bit of crack. And also they have a sound system so you can plug in the tunes and just have a great time on Lochry. Something totally unique to try.
In a bath?
In a little hot tub, yes.
On a boat?
On a boat.
If you got the weather, it'd be great.
If you got the weather. And I think it is due to be sunny this weekend. So that would be a cool one to try.
Well, this is good news because I am departing straight after the show, heading for the Night and Day Festival, which is one of your recommendations. We're going to be broadcasting live from there over the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. So this would be a great one for on your own or with friends this weekend. It's in the Lochy Forest Park in Roscommon, and it's going to be a magical music medley of performance, art and interaction, all set in the beautiful Lochy Forest, of course. And they're going to have a great lineup, including BellX1, Ash, Damien Dempsey and Mick Flannery.
And of course, the Anton Savage Show highlighted the
entire
thing.
And of course, the Anton Savage Show.
I mentioned there's an awful lot of concert and gigs on and events on in Dublin over the weekend. It is, of course, as well, Pride weekend. So any recommendations if we want to exploit that?
Yeah. So the Mother Block Party is on Saturday night. So this is your chance to boogie on down after seeing the parade. So this is set across multiple stages at Collins Barracks. And this year's lineup features Cobra, Princess Superstar, Robin S, Sasha Velour, Blue Hydrangea, Mother DJs, all that good stuff. There's going to be a fairground ride area, multiple bars and just a great celebration of Pride. So that is €45 for access tickets. Make sure you get your tickets in advance before heading in.
And Collins Barracks, of course, one of the most gorgeous places.
Absolutely
for an event
stunning.
Like that.
What a spot. What a spot.
We also have Kaleidoscope this weekend.
We do, in Rusborough House in Blessington Wicklow. So this is a festival for families and it's actually really cheap, I think. So the camping tickets come in at €50 per person and they have great acts this year, including the Kooks, the Waterboys, King Kong Company, Lyra, The Academic and Somebody's Child. I think it'll be a great weekend for all involved.
If you don't want to spring for the £50, anything you can do for free and for nothing.
Yeah, we were just talking about Pride. So, of course, the parade is on. I think that's definitely one to highlight. It's on this Saturday at 12 p.m. and it'll be going the whole way through the city. The energy is always electric. But this year is particularly important because we're celebrating 50 years of the Dublin Parade. When the parade finishes, there's a little area in Marion Square, which is definitely worth checking out and also is free access. So this is called the Pride Village and there's going to be acts like Davina Devine, Regina George, Viola Gavis, Dame Stuffy all playing. There's also a food truck area there. And I was there last year and it's so nice because the parade is such high energy and then you go in there and there is an energy, but you can also just kind of sit on the grass, meet up with people, chill out, have some good conversation. So definitely want to check out for
and a nice, relaxed, welcoming vibe.
Absolutely.
Food-wise, that's the one thing we haven't talked about so far. If we want to get something to eat over the weekend, any good food festivals or food spots?
Yeah, so I have two new openings for you, Anton. So the first is in my favourite place in Dublin, which is Stony Batter, and it's called Pan Ella. So this is specialising in panuzzo. Have you ever heard of a panuzzo?
I have not heard of a panuzzo.
So it's a Neapolitan mashup of a pizza and a panini. And these guys are stocking it.
So cheese on toast, essentially.
A bougie cheese on toast, you could say that. So this is brought to us by Rustic Pizza. And these guys are in the Cowtown Food Market, which I highly recommend checking out in general. So there's a few food trucks in this area, seats, and there's also a sauna. If you did want to go in and do a sauna, you can do it in that area. So yeah, it's always a good vibe there. They're going to be serving the panuzzos alongside iced coffees for the hot weather. And all of the bread is from Bretzel Bakery and their pastries as well. As well as that, Rolls in Howth has opened up. So this is lobster rolls from the guys at Mamo, which is one of the best seafood restaurants in all of Dublin. And this is just going to be a short term summer pop up. So if you do want to try it, make sure to head down to Howth to try it. So they have golden brown brioche rolls loaded with lobster chunks in lobster mayo, topped with a crunchy celery salad and heaps of crispy shallots. I'm getting hungry even reading that out. So this is based in Nicky's Place on the West Pier, and they're serving around lunchtime every Wednesday to Sunday each week.
And of course, Nicky's Place, one of the best fishmongers in the country.
Of course, two great places coming together.
Cannot go wrong. What a weekend. Spoiled for choice. Aideen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Anton.
So there may be a load on, but for a lot of people, the big thing of the weekend is the fact that we are but hours away from Taylor Swift taking to the stage in the Aviva. Here's a little bit of what you can expect.
Welcome to the Eras Tour. This has been the most extraordinary experience of my entire life. To go on a little adventure together, and that adventure is going to span 17 years of music. How does that sound? Welcome to the acoustic set. It's a cool summer. Are you ready for it? Come up to me and they'd be like, you're gonna just like do a show with like all the albums in it? And I was like, yeah, it's gonna be called the Eras Tour. See you there.
Claire Beck from Today FM is with us. Claire, in terms of set list, logistics, the show that's going to be, what can people expect?
Okay, first of all, don't turn off the radio. I am not a set list spoiler. I will never give individual tracks. I don't like...
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, some people love getting the set list in advance so that they know what to expect. I always like a surprise, so I'm not going to ruin the set list. But what we can expect is some tracks from each of her albums. So you will be told we're going into the Red era, we're going into the 1989 era, and there will be some of the songs are shortened versions. So you might get five or six of them in one little set, one little era. But I'm not going to give away individual songs. And she has been changing it up as well. Obviously, she released the Tortured Poets Department after the tour started. So that had to be added in. And then I think just for her own enjoyment, she's mixed it up a little bit as well. But you're going to have a great time.
And I believe you're going to have a great time for a long time. She's up there for 3 hours.
It's over 3 hours. So I'm not actually going to the gig, but I have gone to lots of gigs. So I do have a few pointers to get kind of maximum enjoyment for people that are going. It is going to be over 3 hours. If you're going to be pitch standing, you're not even going to notice. Your back is not going to be sore because you're going to be having the best time. Anything like this where there's such a fandom, Swifties are so in love with Taylor Swift. I had a similar experience with Beyonce on her tour last year. Everybody's there for the same reason. Everyone's going to be looking out for each other. Everybody is going to be in the best mood. There's a lot of different fan chants. If you haven't looked these up already, you can have a look online. There's certain lines that you sing back, kind of like Rocky Horror style during certain songs. So if you want to get up on those and practice, you can find those online. The friendship bracelets, I see you've got a Swiftie bracelet on there yourself. So you'll see lots of people with different friendship bracelets, and they'll be exchanging them with different people in the crowd. Like, it's just going to be a lovely, lovely time. time, and the production and everything that has gone into this show looks absolutely phenomenal.
What about stuff like door open times, support acts? What are you allowed to bring, not bring? How do you get there?
So this is my top, top, top tip. This is not a, oh, we're going to go down, meet our friends casually, get a bit of food, maybe get a drink and stroll in. There are 600,000 people descending on Dublin this weekend between Croker, between Longitude, between all the different gigs. You really need to plan ahead. Make sure that you're there in plenty of time. Make sure you know what exit you're going to. Make sure you're there in time for Paramore, because Paramore are unbelievable as well. So, yeah, just check the ticket. Make sure that you don't end up at the wrong at the wrong exit or entrance. Make sure as well, if you're relying on public transport, that is going to be under a lot of pressure. Give yourself plenty of time. Don't think that you're going to be able to get your makeup done and then hail a taxi on your phone. I think taxis are going to be an extreme shortage this weekend. And actually, this is a mistake that I've made before. If it's a gig that realistically you might have to walk a little bit to get to your way home afterwards, comfy shoes. Okay, like go for a cowboy boot with a light heel as opposed to a big, big heel, because you're going to be walking for a long, long time probably to get to where you need to go and to get home again afterwards.
That's an important point as well. Have we seen a weather forecast?
No, we don't need to know about that. All we need to know, Anton, is that pack for all weathers. I think layers, a light rain jacket, sun cream are essentials for any gig. An important one, don't dehydrate yourself. You're going to have to go to the bathroom, okay? It's over 3.5 hours long. The most important thing is you can only bring in a soft plastic water bottle in 500 milliliter size or less. So if you have your favourite Stanley cup or metal cup, don't bring that with you because you won't be able to bring it in. You won't be able to bring an umbrella in either. So make sure you have your small water bottle. There will be water points around the pitch standing and everything as well, so you don't need to worry about that. But she's going to announce each era at the start of it. So if, you know, Folklore is your least favourite album, that is your time to run to the loo. So you can, you know, you can plan these a lot of planning just in advance, and then you'll be able to have the best time possible.
Well, just looking at Met Aaron for this evening, I'm not going to talk about tomorrow, but just looking at Met Aaron for this evening, apparently 20 degrees, sun splitting the rocks, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, heading into 6 o'clock, and then some cloud, but according to the forecast, it's going to be bone dry and relatively warm.
Oh my goodness, fingers crossed. Just make sure you have the sun cream on, maybe a cute little hat for the first half of that. This is a very important thing. People have been looking for, you're laughing, but people have been looking forward to this for months. The outfits are planned. Everything is planned. So, you know, don't let it ruined by a little bit of a sunburn or dehydration, something like that. Now, a couple of things to look out for specifically for the Dublin shows. There is a fan project that has been kind of flying around TikTok, and one of her songs, Marjorie, what people are hoping that everyone will get on board with is fans on the left of the stadium will hold up orange, fans in the middle will hold up white, and on the right side of the stadium will hold up green on their phone. So there's a couple of different apps. There's WePix, there's concert lights. So see where you're going to be sitting or standing. Click the bulb, get the right colour. And as a little surprise for Taylor, hopefully she's not listening to this show, the plan is to light the Aviva up in green, white and orange for her.
You better hope she does it late, because it's bright until nearly 11 o'clock these days.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Claire, thank you so much. That is Claire Beck from Today FM.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.